I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
He's going to be upset. I hope he's... I'll wear it. I shouldn't, but I'll wear it. As we kick off hour two of the Lake Show News Talk, A3OWCCO, joining us now to talk Minnesota Viking football is Matthew Collar on the John Chutacola Banker Hotline. Matthew, I before you get in your feelings about your open not being available, I want to first say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and yours. It's not my fault, but since I'm the head coach of the show, I'll own it.
Well, finally, a little responsibility and accountability from you on this show, which is something new. But Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you as well.
How much shoveling you do today?
A little bit. It was more of a sloppy, speedy type of deal. It was really not a heavy snow.
It wasn't. So, I'm with you. Thank you so much. I actually enjoyed it today. I got a little light workout. I didn't go to the gym because of how much snow it was. But it wasn't that was not a bad shovel today.
No, this I kind of have a little bit of a long driveway, so this was one where I could just kind of get running, you know, get that momentum from behind it going and just slide it all off to the side and then clean it up at the end. So, yeah, not a big deal. But no matter what, I always get the plow that pushes all of it into the end. And then it's all the junk and the nasty stuff. That's the only part that I didn't have much fun with.
All right. So now where did you grow up? Like in terms of like during the ages of, right around the time that you were like in middle school and high school.
I was in Buffalo, New York, so I am very, very familiar with the art of shoveling snow.
Okay, no, so I'm not going to go with the shoveling part, but to me, in my opinion, from sixth grade up to like ninth grade, this was like the perfect day at recess at school for you to play tackle football. This was like top tier day for that because of how the snow, how soft it was. Awesome.
100% agree, because you get a couple people together in a field and you could fall on this snow and it's not going to hurt as much. You could also actually run on this snow, where if it gets really thick and wet, it's really hard to actually get moving, and then it sort of ices over a little bit. But you can actually run. Ball gets a little slick, starts popping out, people peanut punching at it and stuff. Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun time back way back in the day. All right, so now let's dive into Vikings football here. And before we look ahead to this weekend's game, let's look back to what took place just here on Monday night. That Monday night game, I actually felt like, even though the Vikings dominated, what did you think of the performance from Sam Darnold? I thought that Sam was just off a bit. It wasn't like he had a bad game, but I didn't think he had one of his better games. He to me, he took maybe I don't want to say a step back, but you get what I'm saying, from the previous 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think the important thing is that he didn't take a step back, even though he wasn't sharp. It wasn't mistakes. The throws were just a little high or a little out in front. I mean, you think about the margin for error with throws that are 20 yards down the field, and he leads, you know, Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison a little too much. It's a deep sideline. It goes a little high where he's trying to put it in a place where only Justin Jefferson could possibly get it. And they did not have the explosive plays like they usually get. And yet, Darnold still found a way to convert third downs, move the football, play off the run. And it seemed that they made an adjustment to start throwing underneath more often to TJ Hockenson, to Aaron Jones on some checkdowns, and let the other stuff kind of develop as the game went along. So they held on to the ball more than they had in previous weeks. And they had even time of possession, but a lot of the Bears' time of possession was at the end of the game. They had, I think, maybe 10 more plays, more first downs, more conversions, all that sort of stuff from Darnold. And I actually thought that it was progress that he could be off, but also win the game decidedly, make no game-changing turnovers. The interception was the right play to just throw it up for somebody going on fourth down when all of his receivers were covered. So I didn't look at that as a bad decision. Other than that, he didn't give the ball away. He didn't get sacked very often. I mean, I thought he really did a good job of managing what was there in front of them, because Chicago's defense, that organization is a trash fire, but they have good players on the defensive side, and they've given some teams some problems throughout this season. So they just kind of had to find a way to grind through it a little bit, and they did. So I think the fact that, you know, Darnold was able to do that, if we go back to Week 5 against the Jets, it looked the same with him being a little off accuracy-wise, but it was a much, much worse performance. Or against the Jags, a much, much worse performance. This one, he didn't let become a problem with turnovers, and that's why they were able to still win.
What was your assessment of how they did against Caleb Williams in round 2? On top of that, give me your assessment of Caleb Williams through the 2 games that the Vikings played him.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you get to the end of the game and the other guy looks like he wants to go home, you've done a pretty good job. I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at him. It was every rush pattern you could ever dial up. It was Jonathan Grenard just ruining someone's career at left tackle for the Bears. That guy's never going to want to play again after that game. Caleb Williams, the hit that he took from Jahan Ward, the strip sack he took from Grenard, I mean, they beat him up. They kept him in the pocket. And what I noticed from Brian Flores did really, really brilliantly in that game was drop back Grenard a lot into the flat to just say, you're not getting to the outside. Because where they were beat before by Caleb Williams was when he was scrambling to the outside. He tried it a couple times, and Grenard was just right there saying, like, sorry, buddy. They spied him with Josh Metellus. I mean, they had every answer for him. And I was completely unimpressed by Caleb Williams and the way he responded to that. The thing on the sideline where he just looked like he was completely done and sort of melting down. The way that his body language was, he was missing open receivers, he was dropping his eyes and not staying within the structure of the play. I mean, when I watched the tape back, receivers are open all over the field. He just wasn't looking at them. He was afraid. And I think this deep into the season, to get your ass kicked like that and respond like that is pretty bad. It's a pretty bad sign for somebody that needs to be making progress. The first game was really good and impressive from Williams, but I think that's been who he is. Every time he seems to take a step forward, he goes and takes a step back. So I think they should be, especially when you look around and go, man, Jaden Daniels looks pretty good. Drake May looks pretty good. Bo Nix is even in the playoffs. And here you are, Caleb Williams, just struggling and not making a lot of progress. They should be, I think, very concerned.
Talking to Matthew Collar, PurpleInsider.com, joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Could you make a case for Josh Metellus being the MVP of the defensive side of the football for the Vikings?
For the game against Chicago or just in general?
I'm just talking about in general.
That's a little much for me. I mean, he's been great. He's been great, especially when they've had to deal with missing Ivan Pace, which has been very hard for them, but he's done a lot. And he was great against Chicago. I mean, he put together one heck of a performance. But for me, it's two guys. It's Blake Cashman and it's Jonathan Grenard. Jonathan Greenard is putting up numbers that are equal to those of the likes of Myles Garrett for this season. He has played that well. And he also does things that Myles Garrett doesn't do, like drop back into coverage. But the head of the snake to me is Blake Cashman. He is the most valuable player because when he was out, they were a totally different defense. He is the one that makes all the calls at the line of scrimmage. He blitzes. He drops back in coverage. His pursuit of Caleb Williams, when I watched that back on tape, I lost my mind. I was like, I can't believe the miles that this guy must have ran chasing down Caleb Williams. I mean, it was really, really impressive. So I think that Cashman has probably been that guy and Greenard. But you look around and they've gotten a lot of really excellent performances. You don't end up top five in the league without it. But, you know, I think they've got some real players that when you go into the playoffs, you feel like Greenard can create pressure. Cashman will be this valuable. Josh Metellus will be that chess piece to move around the defense in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, I mean, credit to all of them this season because Brian Flores has put together one heck of a group of guys.
Now, Aaron Jones had another good game against the Chicago Bears, and he's had a really good season for the Minnesota Vikings. I know that we've talked a lot about Sam Darnold, his future. Would they even entertain the possibility of keeping him around? What do you think is the plan with Aaron Jones? Because Aaron Jones has been, we know he's versatile, he can catch it, he can run it, he's been productive. I know that he's getting up there in age, but do you think that he likes Minnesota enough to where he would say, you know what, man, I know maybe I could go somewhere else to get a little bit more money? Because I don't know if he's going to get a multi-year deal, but what do you think is going through the mind of one Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I don't think any running back at his age is ever going to get a multi-year deal at that point, especially if there's been injuries in the past, though he's been very largely healthy and has played every game, even if he's been battling through things. And his health is super important down the stretch here to whether this team has a real chance to compete for a Super Bowl or not. You can't say enough about the value of Aaron Jones. He does everything. He blocks. He catches passes. He gets, when somebody gets him in the backfield, he doesn't get minus three. He gets two. And those are big runs, too. I mean, that's a five-yard swing just by being able to break a tackle or dodge somebody in the backfield. He's a special person as well. Leadership does not begin to describe the things that Aaron Jones does to impact other people around him. So if he wants to come back, you do feel like you're playing with fire a little bit. They would have to have another option. You need to have a running back that you've drafted or another veteran or somebody. They have not developed anybody, certainly not Ty Chandler, who sits over there and watches the entire game from the bench. But you can't go into next season with just Aaron Jones like they did this year. They would have to have somebody else. But I would imagine that that's something that does come down to dollars and cents and risk and who else they could bring in. But I've got to think that Kevin O'Connell has enjoyed the heck out of having Aaron Jones on his football team.
What scares you about the Seattle Seahawks in a matchup with the Minnesota Vikings here this weekend? We know that traditionally the Vikings have not had much success in Seattle.
Two things, really two players, I guess. I mean, Jackson Smith-Njigba underneath. This guy has emerged as a real star in the league this year, and the Vikings have had trouble against some of the star wide receivers, specifically Puka Nacua, but even in the last couple of weeks, we've seen Marvin Harrison Jr. had a good game against them. The Falcons were able to throw the ball to Drake London and move the ball through the air, even as poorly as Kirk Cousins was looking. They had a lot of completions and yards in that game. And then, you know, even at times last week, you still saw Keenan Allen get some big plays off against them, even though they were dominating Caleb Williams. So when you have somebody on that side who is emerging as the next, you know, top-notch wide receiver, that's a concern right there. They've got a quarterback who can get it to him. It looks like Geno Smith is going to play. And on the defensive side, it's Leonard Williams. It's always going to be, do they have an elite defensive tackle? Oh, they do. I'm scared. Like every single time, because this team, the interior offensive line, Dalton Reisner has been a godsend for them. He's been a huge, huge improvement over Ed Ingram in the pass protection game, but we've seen Blake Brandel start to get worn down as the season went along. Garrett Bradbury's always struggled against really strong defensive tackles. That whole D-line of Seattle is dangerous. They have five different guys who put on pressures. They send a lot of complicated stuff on third downs that the Vikings have not done a great job of sorting out blitzes in recent weeks. So I think it's really the pressure game, and can Seattle stay on the field by working it to their best underneath wide receiver?
All right, final thing for you, and then we'll let you go. How do you think this thing plays out? What's your prediction?
Oh, man, this is a hard one, because all year long I looked at this and said, this feels like a loss. This just feels like you're going out to Seattle. You've had all these high-stress games leading up to it. Is this the one where you kind of run out of gas? And the Vikings are playing much better football than Seattle, which makes me want to go and double back against my pick for all year long. But I think I might stay with it. I think this is one that the Vikings could have a little bit of a tough time with Seattle. I mean, overall, it's a pretty strong, just straight-up matchup. I think the Vikings probably have better coaching, but I don't know. This feels like maybe somebody's kicker has to make one from the logo to win the game or something. It feels like it's a very close matchup with two teams with a lot to play for in this game. So I'm excited.
It should be interesting. And you're right, man. Leonard Williams, he's an absolute monster. I guess let me ask you this one thing on the way out. Any Matthew Kyler appearances next week on the station?
I don't think I'm getting tapped in. I mean, I guess.
I'm not sure. I was just curious because I'm out the entire next week, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, Brad Lane, like I was in a couple of days ago. Maybe just didn't love it. I don't know.
Oh, wow. See, there you go. Why are you taking shots at the man? Come on, man. Anyway, hey, man, I will talk to you as we get closer to the new year, or after the new year, actually. That'll be the next time that we chat. But wishing you the best, man, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Sounds good. Thanks, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Kyler joining us here on The Late Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. What's up next? You know, Bite of the Night.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
All right, back with you here on The Late Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This will be one of the more fun Bite of the Night segments, just because I just think that this is so cool. And it involves just a cool look at a cool way of assessing and having an outlook on life and money and what you can do to really enhance your world around you by just going as hard as you can. And what I'm talking about is Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks, the Greek Freak himself. his mindset over the course of the NBA Cup, he was saying to former Gopher, remember Leon Robbins, the big tall center? He was here for 1 year and then he bounced. Well, he's a member of the Milwaukee Bucks. Doesn't get any run, right? But he's a member, and we know that when you're part of the NBA Cup and you win the championship, you get an additional $500,000. Okay, I think the loser of the game got $200,000, but $500,000, which that's life-changing money. You give me a suitcase or a check for $500,000 right now, that would be a game changer for me, like anybody out there, right? Well, the bottom line is Giannis kept telling Liam during the course of everything, he kept telling him, dude, we're going to win this thing, and you're going to be able to go and purchase something that you really, really want in the state of Iowa. And let's hear from Giannis talking about his mindset and literally talking about what he had to say to Liam.
Some people of my teammates got life-changing money. They're able to have this a joke within the team about our two-way guy, Liam, that I promised him from the first cup game. I promised him, I said, we're going to go all the way and you're going to get your house in Iowa. So after every game, I'm like, hey, one step closer to your house in Iowa. And after the game, we went to the locker room and, you know, I saw smiles on their face. And for me, as I was saying before the game and at halftime, the money does not matter to me. It never mattered. If money mattered to me, I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't keep on pushing myself to the limit to improve every single year. But I understand that this is life-changing money to people. I'm happy that we're able to give that to a lot of players within our team, and not just players, coaches, staff, physios, and people that helped us to win this trophy. But this is this legacy. This is a great moment for the team. This is a great moment for us individually that we were able to win the second NBA Cup trophy. This is a moment in time that, you know, last year we came here and we had a bad taste in our mouth. And this year we came here and we were more improved, more composed. We played more team basketball and we were more humble. So I'm just happy that the outcome of this trip was, it's a good outcome, but we got to stay humble. We have a lot of basketball in front of us, and hopefully we can win the next trophy.
I love Giannis. I do. He gets it. There are certain athletes that are just humble, and they get life. They get and understand what it's all about, and Giannis is one of them. This guy that's got everything. He said, man, we're going to get you that house. Liam, we're going to go hard. We're going to get you the house. Because $500,000 is chump change for Giannis. He doesn't care. That's like pennies to him at this point. Giannis knows that it's life-changing money for other guys. Other guys at the end of the bench, he knows how much it would mean to them. He said, this guy's on a two-way. We got to get this guy this championship so we can get that $500,000 check. I just love everything about that mindset. What a team guy.
Are you surprised, though, that he has that mindset considering where he's come from?
He's been like that for years.
And you know what? He's always shot for the moon, the stars, wherever he's landed. He's brought everyone along with him. Right, that's his family. That's his roots. That's part of his DNA.
And he's making $50 million a year.
Correct. He has a Disney movie, and it came out 3 years ago after he won the championship. Like, he has achieved what so many of us would say a pinnacle life achievement, for lack of a better term. And then life goes on, right?
His career earnings $283 million, and he's worried about $500,000 for it. He can give that guy $500,000 and not care about it, but he's like, Liam, we're going to get you that house.
Right. Well, because he understands how to motivate and how to lead as well. Because that check-in every day that he had with Liam to say, hey, guess what? We're one step closer. That was just as instrumental as anything else in doing that. So why wouldn't they get the money? Because, like you said, they're part of that team. But I'm a huge fan of Giannis to it, and just how he is able to bring people together in a sport and in a league that is very much marketed on individualism. Like he cuts differently.
Yeah, I just appreciate everything about him, man. Mm-hmm. And you know what I think? I think that he didn't even care about the $500,000, which he really didn't. I'm pretty sure that, because I don't know if you saw this, but at the end of it, after they won, he pointed to his brother for his brother to come out to the court and he gave his brother a hug. Mm-hmm. He probably gave his brother that check.
100%.
You know, he's like, bro, you can have a check. Put it into the podcast.
Right.
You know
what I mean? That money doesn't matter. And neither does that NBA Cup, as much as they want to sell us that. And it's more about telling the players, this matters. These games matter. We need to make sure that we're putting out that product early in the season so we can keep fans engaged. But I also, I saw the news after that Doc didn't have him celebrate at all either.
Yep, I saw that.
And that's 100%, I think, what you need to be in that mindset, because it's a mid-season tournament. It means nothing. It's just another game. But at least you got a cool check and you can take care of some of your friends.
Oh, dude, I just.
That's what you're supposed to do with your wealth. Give it to people.
I love everything about that, man. I just love every single thing about that.
Giannis for president, even though I know it's not possible.
Yeah, it's not possible. Hey, but thinking about that with Giannis, coming up next, who are the most unlikable figures in sports right now? 651-461-9226. We do that next year on The Lake Show.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
All right, we go from talking about the Greek Freak and how amazing of an individual he is. We just love his mindset with regards to life. And so we transition from somebody that we admire, that we like. We even talked about one of those individuals earlier with Carl Anthony Towns returning to Minnesota. Who are the most unlikable figures in sports right now? 651-461-9226. Who are those individuals right now? Right now, who are the most unlikable figures in sports right now? All right, so we're going to go ahead and put together a list. And let's do a back and forth. Okay, I'll start. Lindsay can follow up. We'll go back and forth. The very first person I guess I would go with, definitely no question, hands down, Aaron Rodgers.
He's an enigma.
The most, he's so condescending. He thinks that he's better than everybody else out there. He talks down on people. It's big me, little you with Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is at the top of my list.
Ooh, and topical as well, which we know that I struggle with at times, topicality. And that's why I would raise you mostly because of my bias.
No, it's got to be topical, though.
Right. But Josh McDaniels never leaves our consciousness, Henry. He's truly omniscient.
How?
He's just the visor. The visor never leaves.
Josh McDaniels not even...
I'm just telling you, whenever
people... Now, I would give you Josh McDaniels, but no one in the world is talking about Josh McDaniels.
No, because he's smart and he goes away. But he will be back.
But
he
we
will
said
be back.
Right now.
I know what you just said.
You've blown it, Lindsay.
Your concept of time is different than mine. You're still on the ones that were made up for trains to make sure they didn't crash each other.
Just so you guys understand, we said unlikable sports figures right now.
I had to deal with him last year. It endures.
Josh McDaniels, man.
Come on.
No. You're traumatized.
I am.
You can't bring that trauma to us. Like,
I got triggered by Billy B.
So I'm going to give you a pass on that.
Okay.
You got to go with another one.
Okay, I'll go Devondre Campbell then. Because
Absolutely. Nobody
likes a quitter. Absolutely. Nobody likes a quitter.
This guy. And Devondre Campbell, if you didn't know, former Gopher, quit on the 49ers last week, told the coach that he wasn't going to go into the football game. That's just, you can't do that. That's right. That's ridiculous. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Devondre Campbell. We know that Lindsay's got a little side thing with Josh McDaniels, but we're going to leave that because he's no one cares about him.
I didn't have a side thing with Josh McDaniels.
But yeah, man, Devondre Campbell, that just, oof, that one's ugly. I would say another person, because they just announced yesterday he's going to be a part of doing something else. I'd have to say Conor McGregor.
I was just going to go there. That's, yep.
Are you a fan?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me either.
Absolutely not.
And so if we're talking about Conor McGregor, there's somebody else that I'm going to have to put into that same, out of that same camp.
Do they have two first names for their whole name? Jake Paul?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
Nope. I'm going Dana White.
Dana White.
Dana White. Dana White, I'm not. I mean, this guy still was never punished for, I mean, we saw him on video hitting his wife. Like, I'm not a fan. I'm not a Dana White fan. Have I been to UFCs? No question. I've been to 1, 2, 3, like 5 UFC events.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like the blood.
I like UFC.
Okay.
But I'm not a fan of his.
Okay.
He doesn't do it for me.
No. If you put your hands on a woman or have trouble with consent, it's just a no-go for me.
If you don't
know the definition or how to apply it. I'll Jerry Jones.
Ooh, that's a good one. Jerry Jones. I'm going to add him to the list. Tell me why.
So bad that even Mike McCarthy is being saved in this whole thing. Like, nobody blames Mike McCarthy for what's going on. And I'm not a huge fan of Mike McCarthy either. I think that he was carried by a lot of the talent that the Packers had and then stayed too long. And just like every other Cowboys head coach, he doesn't really have any power. He's a yes man. He had the sleepover at Jerry's World, right, on the yacht. And so I think Jerry, there's something different with in the water in regards to how people are reacting to how bad that team started this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they were losing all their games at home and they were supposed to take a step, but it just... They didn't make any changes either. They said, we're not going to bring in any free agents besides like Mike Zimmer and then all of the old defensive players from the Vikings. And they've just been brutal. Brutal. Biggest ego in sports. Besides Aaron, probably.
I'm trying to think, who else would I lump in?
Adam Silver, could you? I think he does a great job. It's just bad press right now with the ratings and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
in the All-Star game, there's not a lot of good stuff in the wire with the NBA.
Ratings go up and down, yeah. But I still love him as a commissioner. He's like one of the best commissioners in sports.
I agree, but I also see people on the social media saying that he's the worst commissioner in sports, but that's just
who? These people are
not anybody with a check mark that you can pay for at this current time.
I mean,
not that that matters.
If people think that Adam Silver's a worse commissioner than the PGA commissioner or the NHL commissioner,
correct.
They are. They're smoking something.
Gary Bettman still exists.
Like, get out of here.
I want nothing.
Gary Bettman, and then also, I mean, can we turn to Major League Baseball? I mean, the only people, I think that most people, most rational people say that Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports. Now, a lot of people don't like Roger Goodell, but they still, I mean, they love football. So I don't think he's ever going to be viewed as the worst commissioner. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I would put on this list of most unlikable people in sports right now.
There's also like where one side hates a person and the other side doesn't.
I got another one.
Who?
Draymond.
Yeah.
Draymond
Eternal.
Green. Draymond Green. I'm not. I used to like Draymond, but Draymond, when he started to think that he was all that in a big bag of chips, like you can have confidence in yourself, but when you internalize it and it comes across the way that it does with him. Yeah, I'm good. Can Kate Hudson sing?
Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
I don't know. She was in that band movie way back in the day, Almost Famous.
Look over your shoulder.
Is that Kate Hudson, actually? Hold on.
Yeah, it is.
Hang on.
Yeah. You got to watch that mic now, remember?
I know. This thing is dangerous. It almost cut the board in half earlier.
No, it's
that
hard.
Is Kate Hudson.
Yeah,
that is indeed.
Why were you questioning whether it was Kate Hudson?
I don't know. I wanted to make triple sure because I was thinking, I'm like, she's running an athleisure wear empire. She's got How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days money. Like, why is she singing? Why she got to be out here?
Yeah, I don't know. That was the question. I was like, I didn't know that she could sing. She's more talented than I have given her credit for, I guess.
What show
you
is
go,
it?
You is go. You like go, Kate.
Yeah, go, Kate Hudson.
This is something on, I don't know. I don't even know what channel that's on.
It's everybody's getting a Christmas special. These days.
Yeah, yesterday it was the iHeartMedia music thing, whatever.
That the Jingle Ball?
Is that what it
was? I don't
even
know. I don't even know. There's like, I used to think that the Jingle Ball here was the biggest concert in the world, and I figured out that there were other Jingle Balls.
Oh, you used to go to the Jingle Ball here?
No, I never went, but I thought like this, the Jingle Ball, I was a child of radio, so it was the biggest show ever. Because the Minnesota, that was the whole world was the Minnesota Media Market. Oh, there's one in L.A.? You mean, like, did Jonas Brothers and Kesha in 2008 wasn't the biggest slate? Be a big slate now. That drummer looks like Robin Thicke, too.
Why can I not stop staring at Kate Hudson right now?
I mean, that's a heck of a dress.
Like, yeah,
it's a heck of a dress.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Showing some leg. Just think of how there's the thing on TikTok, what would send a Victorian child into a coma? Be like, what would send Victorian era just adults into a coma? A dress slit that's up the leg. Because they would go crazy for the ankle, Henry. Just think you show a little ankle. Oh, my God. You get arrested. We're not that far removed.
Man. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, let's dive into what we like to call headlines here. Lindsey Brown producing tonight. We'll see where she takes us here on headlines.
It's going to be an eclectic journey. This is my second voyage, and so let's get after it. The story comes from The Independent. It's one of the most highly talked about stories over the last couple months, and that is about the courageous mass rape victim and survivor, Gisele Pellicote. Her trial wrapped up today after months. I've been following this just like a lot of other people. There is no true justice for what she suffered, and I'll get into that, just what she experienced. But her bravery to bring the truth of these men's actions to the public square is incredible. And if you're not familiar with this story, it's been one of the most shocking things that we've seen this season, where the case saw 51 men convicted for a total of 428 years to be served in prison after her ex-husband drugged and repeatedly raped or had other men rape her while he was in their presence. And her children, who have been along with her for this entire fight, her grandchildren are very disappointed by these low sentences. This is after the court hearing in Avignon. But prosecutors requested sentencing up to 652 years, I'm sorry, but actually handed out 224 years short of this. Again, her ex-husband, Dominique Pellicote, wept as he became one of the 51 men convicted in a mass rape and sexual abuse trial involving Gisele Pellicote that saw her drugged and sexually assaulted over a number of years. She's had incredible quotes. I wanted to feature them, but they're obviously in French, and I didn't feel like it was that was something we could bring to air. But one of her quotes saying, "I'm thinking about all the other families affected by this case and the unrecognized victims in these stories that are often in the shadows. You share my struggle and that she never regretted making this decision to waive her anonymity and have this entire case play out in public. It's not for us to have shame. It's for them. And that, you know, is the thing.
Yeah, this is just, you talking about overcoming the worst thing imaginable. That's what she's done. And to think that a human being would do this to another human being, and that human being her husband, would put and make their wife and any woman vulnerable and put them in a position to where they would solicit strangers to rape their wife.
And they brought every single one up on the stand. And I was reading through like the little bios that they had for each one of the guys. And it's a full spectrum of whoever. And what also was not part of this trial were illicit photos that Dominique, the ex-husband, took of his daughter and other female relatives at their, I think, family vacation home. And it's just, this guy's scum of the earth.
The thing that really gets me is right now that's going through my mind is the thing that my friend Dan Barrero, that I interned with for when I first got into radio at KFAN, done as a society.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally a done as a society type of story. Oof.
Yeah. It's one of the worst I've ever seen, but almost every single woman has a story with sexual assault. We've talked about that with you, Henry. And so just catch up and be aware of what could be going on around you. We'll move on with our headlines here. We've already heard a little bit from our great reporters here at WCCO Radio, but thousands of Amazon drivers have gone on strike in the thick of the holiday package season. I got my information from CNN and Chris Isidore, where he says the members of Teamsters Union are striking at 7 facilities across 4 states. And even though Teamsters claim to represent 7,000 Amazon workers nationwide, the strike really accounts for less than 1% of the company's workforce. But they're out there. They are picketing, and they are basically waging the same complaints about wages, health benefits. This is mostly around the Amazon drivers. They've been bringing their complaints to Amazon for a long time. They've been trying to get a deal done in terms of collective bargaining, but they have not budged. This quote comes, if your package is delayed during the holidays, you can blame Amazon's insatiable greed. We gave Amazon a clear deadline to come to the table and do right by our members. They ignored it, said Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien in a statement that was posted on X. We are struggling to fight for the basic benefits and needs that are otherwise an industry standard. Many of us don't have any Christmas presents under the tree this year. The wages and hours we get working for Amazon simply aren't enough to get by in today's economy.
I'll say this, man. I'm always going to champion and fight for the little people. And what we are seeing from corporate America just is unacceptable. That so many people are getting over on the employees that are busting their tail. It's frustrating, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're a union shop here, and we support all unions and hope that they're able to make the change that they are wishing to see in the world. And to really round out our headline segment, I went really topical with this one because Henry loves history headlines. And it was just discovered that we're rewriting history actively because there was a 3,000-foot ancient stone wall deep underwater found by archaeologists beneath the Baltic Sea that could revolutionize our understanding of Europe's prehistoric past. Henry, this is called the Blinker Wall. It is submerged about 70 feet underwater in Germany's Bay of Mecklenburg near Rurik. I think that's where my family's from. Somewhere around there in the Baltic. But it's composed of around 1,700 stone. The wall stretches over 3,000 feet and reaches widths up to 7 feet and peaks just under 3 feet high in many places. Why does this matter, you may ask?
Yeah, I do.
Well, this really challenges our long-held beliefs that early hunter-gatherer societies were entirely nomadic. If you're a nomadic type of society, you're not building walls. So again, we're not the smartest generation, probably. I think there's a big egotism about we have the best technology, we have the most knowledge, we have all of these things at our disposal. There's been a lot of things that have come before us. And so that wall is one of many, but certainly the one that I wanted to bring to our headlines today, Henry.
All right, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right, that's Lindsay with headlines. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little basketball with Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. We remember somebody that recently passed away that I dearly want to acknowledge, and we do that next year with Charles Holman.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.